Now, folks who want to get a hold of you who might like to have their own trailers, how can they do that, David?
I have a website. They can go to my website.
And what web address would they go to?
It's vintagetrailering.com.
And what does it normally cost for somebody who wants to get a trailer done?
Well, it starts at about $90,000. Depends on the year and the length of the trailer, but I around $90,000 and up.
Okay, okay. And some trailer styles are going to be more rare than others?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it's certainly. It's just like cars. You know, there are models that have more value. And it all depends on the client's needs, what they want inside the trailer.
Now, I also understand Tom Hanks wrote a nice note here.
Yeah, he did.
What's that all about? What did Tom Hanks
say? Well,
I have
a friend in San Francisco who encouraged me to send a book to a woman in Los Angeles who's a set dresser, who's won a couple of Academy Awards.
Sure.
And I was more than happy to send her a copy, and she sent me a note and said that she wanted to send a copy to a friend of hers, and I said, sure. And she said, well, my friend's Tom Hanks. And I said, you know, why wouldn't you do that? So I said, no, let him buy his own copy. You know? So I sent him a book.
Sure.
And he sent me a nice handwritten thank you note. It was really quite kind of him.
Well, maybe at some point you have an opportunity to do a trailer for him.
I would like that.
Now, in addition to the work that you do with Airstreams, you and I first ran into each other on the set of a movie that was filming here, Gun, which is a 50 Cent movie, is probably about 2 years ago. So you also do movie set design as well.
I do. I've art directed a couple of the features that were shot here.
So what's your experience been like with that?
I like it. I think it's really fun. I took it as a great break from the shop because working on trailers is pretty singular. We've got a small crew, and I really like to work in a group on something that's a group effort.
Sure.
And I get a great deal of satisfaction from it. I'm sorry that films aren't being shot here now.
Yeah, I understand completely. I mean, it was a lot of fun to see that activity going around Grand Rapids. And I also think you were part of, I think it was the Chaos Experiment, which was the first movie that filmed here. And
that's correct.
There was a scene in the movie, or a section of it. It was like in a steam room. It was very ornate. And I think you did the design on that.
I did. We built the sets at a studio here in town for that. That was a lot of work. It was a great set. I mean, you could have literally used that as a steam room when we were done.
Yeah. I wondered if it was in the bottom of the old Pantland section of the Grand Plaza.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I watched that movie, I was thinking, is that like something that's downstairs there?
It was supposed to be a steam room.
But it really fit with the theme of the hotel.
Thank you. That was how it was written to the film. It was a steam room in an old hotel that was being renovated, and it hadn't been renovated yet.
Now, you also have a book out, Airstreams Custom Interiors.
I do.
And let's talk a little bit about that. Talk about some of the interiors that you're showcasing in there. And which ones are your favorites? What do you like best?
Well, there's a few that I like quite a bit for different reasons. The trailer that's on the cover is a 1948 Wee Wind, and it's a very unique and rare trailer, and I really enjoyed rebuilding it. It was a really fun project, and it's totally rebuilt. There's very few things on it that are original. We used patterns for everything, and left a few panels on it so you could still call it an antique. Every project that I do, I like. I don't think that I've ever done a project. As a matter of fact, I know that I've never done a project that I didn't invest myself into and enjoy. That's why I do it. If I didn't like it, I would do something else. I like the trailer that I designed for Airstream, as I'm really proud of it. I'm proud of the interior, and I really like the use of space. And I'm also very happy. Mostly, the most satisfaction that I've gotten is from that project, from the feedback of people that have purchased the trailer. It makes me feel really good.
Sure, absolutely. Now, folks who are interested in picking up a copy of the book for themselves, where can they do that around Grand Rapids?
At any bookstore.
Okay.
If they don't have that, they can order it, but it's at every bookstore in the country.
It's also available online as well.
Absolutely.
Okay.
At Amazon.com.
Okay. This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined by David Winnick. He rebuilds and customizes Airstream trailers, and if you'd like to find out more about David's work, you can go to vintagetrailering.com. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It was fun.